I really love the windows in this church. I love the saints and the stories of the saints. I remember the details and the stories of the miraculous process that we went through to get the windows. I remember sitting in the church and watching the transformation on the day that the windows were installed in the church. And today, one detail on one saint in one window keeps my attention. It's a flame, a tongue of fire. It's a reminder of the upper room and the tongues of fire that landed on the head of each apostle on Pentecost. It's the window of St. Jude. It's okay, you can look over at it. It's the window of St. Jude. See the flame on top of his head? And unlike the artistic representations of the other apostles of Jesus Christ, Peter and Paul in our windows, St. Jude always seems to be depicted with the flame atop his head. Nearly every picture and every statue and every window of St. Jude shows him with the tongue of fire on the top of his head. I've always thought that was kind of interesting. Why is St. Jude always depicted this way? I do not know. But maybe it has something to do with St. Jude being a constant reminder of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And those of you who have a particular devotion to St. Jude understand what I mean. Maybe we always see the flame on the top of the head of St. Jude to remind us that we need the flame of the Holy Spirit to burn within us. We need the flame of the Spirit to burn within us, so that we might glow as a mighty coal, providing light and heat for a world whose love has grown cold and whose hope has grown dark. And I want the Spirit to burn within me and maybe burn away some things that I do not need and that do not serve the purpose of the gospel. I used to keep a box of trash in a drawer in my desk. It was not actual garbage. It was a box with angry letters. And some of the letters were addressed to me and about me, and every pastor receives those. That's not surprising. But some of the letters were written to me, but about other people. And how some people thought some other people were not good people, and they thought that I should know that. I'm really glad that box of trash burned. We do not need those kinds of letters. We do not need to keep those kinds of memories. We need the Spirit to burn within us, to heal those old wounds and remove those old scars. We need the Spirit to burn within us so that we can reflect the face of Jesus Christ. We need the Spirit to burn within us so that we will be, for ourselves and for our community, a constant reminder of the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit draws us to the table of Christ. The Spirit inspires us to see with the eyes of faith. The Spirit opens us to unite our prayers to the sacrifice of Christ, made present by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit burns within us so that the Spirit can overflow from us. And then my life and yours and our lives together will be a window for the glory and grace of God. Amen.